Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Joseph Goodman does a terrific job as the columnist at Alabama.com. You read OregonLive.com here in the state of Oregon. Everybody in Alabama is reading AL.com. Formerly of the Birmingham News and the Mobile Press Register and the Huntsville Times. Alabama Adriana, very excited to hear that Joseph Goodman's coming on the show. It's like bringing a piece of home to the airwaves. Joseph Goodman, how are you, man?
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing all right. I saw your story this morning. I was way interested in what's going on at the stadium there. But let me just start by asking you, like, what has life been like in Alabama amid this pandemic?
Well, you know, Birmingham is kind of like a little bubble in the state, and they were one of the first cities locked down in the country. And then the state kind of followed suit. Personally, I had the coronavirus 2 months ago, and I got over it. It was kind of inevitable that I was going to get it because my wife works at the major medical center here with in acute care. So I didn't go anywhere because I pretty much knew that I was going to have it, and I ended up having it and testing positive for the antibodies. So it's been a thing here. Yeah, definitely.
Give us an idea of what that, because, you know, here in Oregon, we haven't had anybody really that we've talked about. Give us an idea of what that experience was like for you. What symptoms did you have? How lousy did you feel?
Yeah, I felt pretty bad. The symptoms between me and my wife varied a lot, so that was interesting. I had erect GI system and pink eye and a slight shortness of breath at night. And then my wife, Sarah, had a headache for about a week, fever, elevated temperature for 3 or 4 days. And then she had like a persistent cough for 3 to 4 weeks. So, yeah, you know, it wasn't ever scary, but it was definitely a thing. And, you know, we didn't go anywhere or do anything.
I have friends who have spouses who work in emergency rooms or friends themselves who are physicians or nurses that are out there on the front line. So, you know, pass along to your wife a deep thank you for myself and everybody else out here who, you know, is obviously in awe of what those frontline workers are doing. How stressful was that on her as she came home from a shift?
Oh, it's been stressful, yeah. It's not as bad now because you just kind of get used to everything, you know, it's kind of human nature. But in the beginning, it was definitely really stressful. All the precautions, not knowing anything, not having the correct, you know, PPE, masks and N95s in the beginning because there was a huge shortage. That's kind of when everything got passed around at the beginning because it was here before we really knew it in the hospitals. So, you know, it was just being passed around the entire country, essentially.
Joseph Goodman, columnist, AL.com, is with us. Before we talk about Tuscaloosa and the stadium, Bryant-Denny Stadium, let's give me an idea of what life is like right now. Because in the state of Oregon, it was like nobody was out, and now I'm seeing such a mix mash of some people wearing masks, some people, you know, out in the park, you know, playing with other kids, and I'm going, we're not all on the same page here. What is it like in Alabama?
Yeah, it's the same thing here. So in the city of Birmingham, there's a mask ordinance that was passed on the books. So if you're not outside exercising by yourself, and you still can't, you know, play games or exercise together or anything, but I'm just talking about running or hiking, you have to wear a mask. All the restaurants are mostly patio only. Some have started to do social distancing inside. I went out to eat for the first time since early March because it was our anniversary on Saturday, on Monday, and it was like a horrible experience just because, you know, the servers were freaked out, and, you know, it was, anyway.
Stressful.
Yeah, so, right. It's just stressful, just general stress on everybody. But, you know, with this construction story at Bryant-Denny Stadium, you know, it's just people not taking it seriously. I'm just assuming here, but, you know, not wearing masks, you know, not washing your hands. And it just gets passed around so quickly when you're not following the proper procedures.
The story today, outbreak of the virus at Bryant-Denny Stadium. And, of course, for people who don't know, that stadium's undergoing a $107 million renovation. First game of the season scheduled for September 12th. What's the scene at the stadium right now versus maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago as far as the number of employees that are actually there working?
Yeah, so they have pretty much shut it down right now. There was only a handful of workers at the stadium today. Last week, it was buzzing with over 100 workers. A significant amount, over 10 people have tested positive for COVID-19. I've heard it's a lot higher than that, but not for sure. I do know for a fact that on Monday they had a long line of construction workers outside of the stadium testing everybody, and since that day, it has been a ghost town. So work has pretty much come to a halt on Bryant-Denny Stadium right now, with the first game being scheduled for September 12th. So I think they can, if we have a college football season, they can still play games there. You know, they're doing like they're changing out some suites, and they're taking out seats and putting in luxury boxes and things like this. But if there's any more delays, there's a chance that it's not going to be finished on time.
Joseph Goodman is our guest, columnist, AL.com. I've retweeted his piece. He reports today that outbreak of coronavirus at Bryant-Denny Stadium has endangered the safety of construction crew and subcontractors. More than 10 people have tested positive for COVID-19. I saw a story today, too, where Ford was forced to halt production at a couple of plants because some employees tested positive. It kind of feels like this, Joe, am I reading this right? I mean, let's, you and I spitballing here. It kind of feels like this is going to be kind of the path back, where we're going to have false starts and we're going to have projects that start up and stop. I don't know where it ends, but it kind of feels like this is kind of the, nothing's going to be easy.
No, but transparency is the most important thing. So, you know, if you can take care of it in 2 weeks with quarantining and then you can get back to work, that's better than, you know, hiding the infections or not testing people and then just lingering on and dragging on. But, you know, these are logical things. Right now, I'm not seeing a lot of logic being passed around.
I'm curious, too, because, you know, having a spouse that's in healthcare, you know, you are a columnist there, but you're also, you know, you're at sports. You care about sports. You care about news. But you also are getting some, probably a dose of common sense at the end of your wife's shift as you guys kind of just talk in your household. What's important here? Like, what are, you know, you and I can talk and say, hey, sports is big time at Alabama. Sports is big time at Oregon. But what should be the focus here as we try to reopen and get back, aside from transparency?
So I haven't seen my mom, okay, who is on a lockdown dementia unit, since early March, okay? We have an entire population, millions and millions and millions of people who are in senior centers and nursing homes and facilities who cannot see their loved ones. And to me, I mean, that is just a huge devastating factor for our entire society. And I don't think it gets enough attention, but it's kind of at the forefront for me because I tested positive, okay, last 2 months ago. And if my mom's senior center wasn't locked down, I mean, I go and visit her like 3 or 4 times a week. So there's no doubt in my mind, okay, that if I had gone to that facility and not known I had it, that she would have gotten it. So, you know, that's the type of thing that we talk about. And, you know, sports are really important, and we're going to get back to playing sports, but we got to take care of those vulnerable people right now.
I appreciate you saying that, and I think, you know, we've talked to people who have called into the show and you know, people who have lost loved ones, and I think that, you know, there are a lot of people. I have friends that are in their 70s and 80s, and I'm getting emails from them, and I think in the back of their mind, they're wondering, am I going to see my kids again? Am I going to see my grandkids again? Like, how long is this going to go on? But yet they are trying to do the responsible thing like you and not rush down and endanger other people. Joe Goodman is our guest, columnist at AL.com. The questions here in the state of Oregon seem to come back to, are they going to play football on time, and will it be a full season? Are there different questions in Alabama?
People are pretty confident that we're going to have football here. Okay, this is the South we're talking about. And I mean, if no one else is playing football, they're going to play football here. All right? I just can guarantee you that they're going to play football here in one way, shape, or form. I don't know if that's in a full stadium. I don't know if that's students only and family. You know, I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but they're definitely going to play football here.
The governor in Oregon has sort of said that she's going to err on the side of safety. She initially said, hey, no mass gatherings until at least through September. I know that's not good news. What's the message in Alabama from the governor's office?
Yeah, Governor Kay Ivey here did a really good job for the first month and a half, and then there was just so much economic pressure that they started to open up the state again. And you can see that in the data, the numbers have gone up in the last 2 weeks. I mean, this Bryant Denny Stadium is a perfect example. I wrote some numbers down, actually. So, yeah, Mayor Walt Maddox of Tuscaloosa reported this week that the cases are 35% in Tuscaloosa, increase of 35% from last week. In Montgomery County, which is the capital of Alabama, the mayor there, Stephen Reed, says that all of the ICUs have reached a critical point, and Montgomery County is now going to have to start sending patients to Birmingham. So, you know, it's not under control by any stretch of the imagination here. But, you know, this is just my personal belief.
Sure.
I think as a society, we've gone to this unspoken idea of herd mentality and herd immunity, and we're not calling it that. But that's I feel like that's what everyone is planning to do at this point.
I felt that way about a month into this. I kind of said, okay, we've done a nice job for a month, kind of flattening the curve, doing the right thing. And then everybody kind of looked around and went, all right, scrap that. Let's just go see what happens if we all come outside and start, you know, doing what we normally did. And I understand the pressure, but I'm wondering, did we just waste a month, waste 6 weeks now? Wait, you know, 10 weeks? I don't know how long it's been. But, you know, it feels nutty to me.
Yeah, you know, at some point, I was like, I just felt like we were treading water and slowly drowning with this thing. But, you know, now I think that they're just, unfortunately, like I said, they're proper precautions are not going to be taken for vulnerable communities. And, you know, we're not going to get over this thing, that's for sure.
Joseph Goodman, columnist, AL.com. All right, before I cut you loose, what's the next step at the stadium? Do they just now quarantine for a couple of weeks? Do they bring in new workers? They're sanitizing the stadium, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they sanitized. They said they deeply cleaned the stadium over the weekend, and I assume they're going to, for a couple weeks or a week, they're going to shut it down and bring in workers who didn't test positive. I can only assume that now that it's out in the open that they're going to have to quarantine workers if they tested positive. And, you know, ultimately that's a good thing.
Now, there are people in this state that I think would be fine if the games are played and there were no fans in the stadium. Will Alabama fans go for that, or are they going to say, hell or high water, I'm in the stadium?
Man, it's a huge question down here because, you know, they say that they're going to still have full stadiums full of people, you know. But you got a stadium that seats 101,000 people, and 2 months before it, the construction workers are testing positive and they're having to shut down construction. You know, they're about to open up all these campuses. The NCAA today has said that you can start volunteer practices again in June. I don't know. I just think we're going to be dealing with a lot of sick people.
Stay safe there, I'll pray for your mom as well. I hope you get to see her soon and in under good circumstances, Joe. And thank your wife for us for being on the front lines. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, there's Joseph Goodman, columnist, AL.com. I want to kick that around a little bit. Your thoughts on that? You get a totally different perspective of what's going on in Alabama versus what's happening maybe in other parts of the country. 503-417-7575. Tell me what you heard there, and tell me if the college football games are played, are you okay if no fans are in the stadium? Because in Alabama, that's going to be a big question. I think there are people, hell or high water, they're going to say, I need to be, you know, Roll Tide. I need to be at that football game. You tell me. 503-417-7575. Alabama football fans are different, I think, than you or me. Case in point, Exhibit A.
The dynasty is not over. Do you hear me, Countard? Bama's dynasty has just begun. Kiss my butt. Roll Tide.
Alabama fans are just wired a little differently. 503-417-7575. I want you to join us around the water cooler for today's Culligan Water Cooler segment.
Meet me at the water cooler. Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
All right, let's kick this around. Let's say in the Deep South in Alabama, they tell fans, hey, you sign a waiver, you come to the stadium. I have no doubt that the fans are coming to the damn stadium. They're going to be excited to come to the stadium.
Roll Tide!
But what about you? Are you inclined to go to a stadium amid a pandemic, or at least the return to normal life after a pandemic? Let's kick that around. I'm going to ask Judah Newby. I'm going to ask Alabama Adriana, of course. Chris and Tualatin's going to get a input here as well. Chris, thanks for joining the discussion. What do you think?
Thanks, John, and thanks again for doing what you do. And also, got to say, I look forward to hearing from your wife at the 2:30 hour. So keep
everybody loves when she comes on. Go ahead, though.
She's awesome. Yeah, two thoughts. No, I'm a season ticket holder. Went to seven Duck games, whatever it was, six games last year, a couple away games. There's no way I'm going to the game. And even if they, you know, social distance, we're all using the same bathrooms and concessions and railings and, you know, all the spots. But there lies the difference between us and in the South. I mean, they're going to risk their lives down there and not think twice about it, I'm sure. The other part, just a bit real quick, John, on the interview. it does worry me about what's happening down there in the construction area and what that might mean for us, you know, reopening and doing events in general.
I appreciate you, and I think I agree with you. Like, look, I've got tickets to both Oregon and Oregon State home football games. Okay. But I would be really hesitant, I think, to bring my kids to the stadium. I really would at this point. And I know kids are, you know, statistically less vulnerable, all that. I just, they don't need to be there. Why would I? I got to be there for work, you know, but they don't need to be there. Judah Newby, you season ticket holder, do you go to the stadium when they return?
I don't know. And for me, everyone throws around the word vaccine and, you know, say what you will, but there's a little peace of mind element when there is a proven working vaccine. When there's a proven working vaccine, I'm more comfortable rubbing shoulders against Mike and Joe and Harry and all those guys, you know, where yep. I'm. But if there's not, I don't have that peace of mind. Why would I tailgate? Why would I go, you know, sit in the seat that I always have? Why? It's not worth the risk. Okay, we're talking about human health and wellness and, frankly, fundamentally, life at that point. Not worth the risk of going. You know, the business that's really going to win from all this is anybody that helps building man caves and family rooms. That's the business that's going to take off of this. People need to get on that. Build your home theater now, people, because that's going to be the much more enjoyable sporting experience.
Alabama Adriana, do you go to the stadium, and what do you think happens in Alabama?
I'm definitely not going to the stadium. I think, like Judah, I need that vaccine. The peace of mind is invaluable. And I think I would rather throw like a small gathering at my place of living with people that I know have been quarantining. I would much rather do that later on in September with a small group of people where we can watch the game on TV rather than going and being around strangers and, like Judah said, touching the rails and the bathrooms and all that.
What happens in Alabama?
When it comes to Alabama, my friends that I've been talking to are going to restaurants, they're going to the lake, they're going to the river. So they're not necessarily in a crowd at a concert, but they're pretty much going about their daily lives. I do have more of the health-conscious friends that are still tooting the horn for staying at home, but I really think for the most part that a lot of people are just kind of going back to their regularly scheduled programs.
The herd mentality that Joseph Goodman talked about is, I think he's right. I think no one's saying it. I think that I was confused maybe a week or two ago, and I thought, you know, what? Well, wait a minute. Right out of the gates, they told us 2 weeks social distancing. Then they came, they said, all right, it's till the end of the month. And then it was another 2 weeks. And then it was extended to May 31st. And then I'm like a lot of people where I'm looking around going, okay, now I'm looking outside and I'm seeing a lot of people just throw caution to the wind and kind of go like, hey, I'm rolling the dice. I'm taking my chances out there. I'm still nervous about it. And part of it is that I have kids at home. And part of it is I'm worried about the vulnerable people in our society. All right, thanks for gathering around the Culligan Water Cooler Report. It's presented by Culligan.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.